Call to order the council meeting for April 28th. If everybody would stand for the pledge.
Dear Lord.
Can we have a roll call?
Vice President Brown.
Here.
President Chatten.
Here.
Ms. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we change the place on the agenda where John Sprague will report to us to a report of city officers.
Second.
We've got a motion by President Chatten, second by Councilman Sebring, to adopt the agenda with the one correction of the city engineer speaking under a report of city officers.
Mr. Brown. Mr. Chatten.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
Okay, the amended agenda is approved by a vote of 5-0. Next is approval of the April 14th meeting minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Motion by President Chatten, second by Councilman Brown, to approve the April 14th minutes.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chatten.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
Those are approved by a vote of 5-0. Next up is petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, we want to give best wishes to Councilmember Brink, who has accepted a new position with the State Department of Transportation, and as a result of that, he has resigned from his council seat, so that seat will remain vacant until the Republican precinct committeeman in that district get together and elect his successor, but we do wish him best wishes. In addition to that, we ask continued prayers for Councilmember Pat Clark as he continues to recover from health problems.
Anything else? Move on to committee reports.
For intergovernmental and community cooperations, my committee kind of has been hit in the past week. So I was hoping to be able to have a meeting to discuss what to do, how to go forward with this ads, if this is going to be something to look forward to. So I made sure I kind of just wrote out my thoughts on things that we would have discussed at a committee hearing for the council as a whole to look at and kind of have your own thoughts or discussions from that point. The key thing being obviously the purpose of this would be obviously to help address expected funding shortfalls. And the goal that I really want to see from it is that businesses and organizations would benefit by being able to get their names out and spending their ad dollars in a way that's a little bit creative, a little bit different, and for us as a city to benefit by getting funding without adding additional burdens to the taxpayer. So that's kind of the goal that I wanted to see through that, and I put through there some of the local like billboard pricings that we would see, something simple like, for example, like Cub League or the girls softball from around the area, what they do on those certain things. Some of the positives and concerns that we would have through something like this. So as a council, as a whole up here, I'd like us to kind of look through this and kind of put our questions and thought together. And I guess this will be the process until a couple other new councilman comes and the committee can be reestablished, I guess.
Councilman Salters, any other reports? We'll move on to report of city officers. And if
that would be
is point. This going
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. Just wanted to take the opportunity during the Board of Works meeting. We swore in our new officer that replaces retiring officer Greg Zebart. And so I wanted to Come on up, Moxon. Wanted to introduce you to Moxon Julian. Moxon has lived in Vincennes since 1987. He's a Lincoln High School graduate, served in the National Guard from 2001 to 2010, did two tours in Iraq. He graduated Vincennes University with a degree in law enforcement and graduated from Ball State with a bachelor's degree in criminology. So we're happy to have Moxon on board, and he'll be starting his training with us. And I just wanted to take the opportunity to introduce you guys to our new unit number 219.
Okay, very good. Well, welcome.
John Sprague, City Engineer. I wanted to take this opportunity to formally request a fund transfer from EDIT for $250,000 to contribute to the 2014 Vincennes Street Rehabilitation Project.
Remember, this is what I spoke of in the state of this city a month or so ago. And you should have a copy of the
list of streets.
The list of streets that were.
John, I want to thank you for getting that list to us pretty quick. I just want to get a couple clarifications. I know you and I probably had like a misunderstanding, I guess, in the way that I worded some things. Do we have a lot, like the way that we prioritize the roads that we're going to do? Is there a way that we're going to prioritize that? Or is that going to be a system? And the way that I'm worded it, and I think it was kind of confused in an email, are we going to just go section by section of the city? Like say we start here and move our way out, like, well, this would be the focal point here, like, you know, obviously, like the districts, you go one and then go 2, 3, 4, 5 that way. Or are we going to have a different system where we prioritize, like, these are our main priorities because of the damage and the travel? That's the clarification that I was kind of looking for and I was hoping to get.
The way this list was generated was a lot of input from complaints that we received. Most of them come into the mayor's office, so he's got a real good pulse on where the complaints are coming from. So we go out and drive the roads. I look at them and look at traffic volumes and the classifications of the roads. And the way I start out with is a general idea of dollar signs, like how much are we looking at? Are we looking at 200,000? Are we looking at $500,000? Are we looking at $1 million? And I take that estimate and I go out and I get a large list of roads based on those complaints. I put them together in a list and then I quantify the treatment options. If there's how much patching we have to do, if it's a mill job, if it's just an overlay job, and then I put all the numbers and I keep adding streets until we get to that list. The way it worked out with this one was I got to a certain threshold, and then looking at 11th and upper 11th, that was going to exceed any estimates we had, so I stopped. We didn't prioritize it by district. We didn't prioritize it by classification. We just went out, we found the worst roads we could, and we put them in a big pile. It works out that we get them from all over the city. We've got some on the north end. We've got some on the southeast side, some of them downtown. We get a good cross-section of town. If you're asking, like, if the money isn't approved, what roads am I going to cut? I don't know yet. I haven't looked at them in a ranking system. We just went out and said, okay, this one's bad, let's get it on the list. This one's bad, let's get it on the list. And then I put the numbers to it, and it just kind of falls where it does. So as far as priority, I don't have them listed in a ranking. Right.
Well, that was just like, I was just curious to see, because eventually, you know, it's one of the things that I'd like to see us have just a running priority list of, you know, hey, we've get this now that's been done, that it's going to obviously be put on the bottom of a list and something where we are continually making sure that we're upgrading and upkeeping the roads that we have. And that's the curiosity point I had. It wasn't like, you know, district wise or street. I just wanted to know, like, what was our priority ranking for these roads and how bad each one of them was. Also, the list that you gave was for the money that we've already approved in the budget, right? Like those?
Actually, the list I gave you exceeds that.
Okay.
So if the money, if the transfer doesn't occur from edit, there will actually be streets that will be removed from that list.
Okay.
And then the way it'll work is if the money transfer does, if it does occur, I have two streets, 11th and Upper 11th, that will start at Hart and go northward until we run out of money. And very similarly, if the bids come in under budget, that will push those limits to where if I'm confident that with the money transfer and the bids coming in lower than expected, I still won't get all of 11th and Upper 11th paved. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I have it all spent with using 11th and Upper 11th as my fluff, okay, if that makes sense.
Okay. Might also be mentioned that there is plans to do crack sealing on certain streets as a maintenance thing to prevent further
right. We've talked damage with a Seal Master dealer, and we have a price lined out with him to basically rent the machine based on the amount of product that we apply. And we have several streets in mind where the street department will be able to do it. They'll bring the machine down. Bryce's guys will get trained on it in like an hour. It's really a pretty simple machine.
That's like if we go out Hart Street, like the black little squiggly lines, right, in right, kind of a layman's sense, that's what we're talking about,
sealing,
right?
Okay. Correct. And that's going to be a yearly thing. We looked at the numbers and we found that it's better for us to rent the machine than it is to purchase one, because with rental we don't have to worry about maintenance. You don't have to worry about upkeep on the machine. The dealer brings it down. We buy the product, basically. We use it in a 2-3 week time span, and we send the machine. And the cost benefit ratio was clearly in favor of renting it on a yearly basis than for.
Just for clarification, the actual approval of the transfer from edit for paving would come to us at a later meeting. You were here, right, just this evening to see if there's any opposition from, right, council, yeah, to that transfer coming at a later meeting, okay, in order to prevent you from going out and seeking bids, for which there's really no, right, reason to go out and
I need
seek bids.
Is that a vote of some kind, a vote of commitment from the body that you will transfer this so that I have that that pass so that I can, so that it's committed, so that I can advertise for those funds.
It's basically just agree to commit $250,000 above what our normal funds are this year that will come out of edit. To
I think we're in agreement on that. Do that. I mean, normally we'd have something in writing in front of us to do that, but I guess in this case.
Mr. Rolligan, can we have a vote on this? Is that legitimate?
All he's asking for is a commitment in principle. When you are presented the ordinance budget document, not a vote.
We weren't going to go out and spend $250,000 of edit money and then come to you and you say, hey, we didn't,
sure,
agree with this, yeah, and
just
not pay the
just
bill.
Just a vote of commitment's all, right, we need.
Yeah, this is more or less a straw vote, and then you would actually get an ordinance line number from edit.
Well, I'm hoping to get the advertisement out this week. There's a 2-week advertisement requirement, and then the bids will be opened at a Board of Works meeting. So I think we'll be looking for the Board of Works meeting in 3 weeks. So we just had one today. So I think.
But it could be like
the day
December
after
before you're.
Like the 27th.
You're not going to get this until there's actual bill on paper.
What do I know?
We're not going to pay this until there's after the paving's done.
Oh, yeah, no, that'll be, yeah, the bill won't come till after completion of the project.
I'll make a motion to make a commitment of $250,000 out of edit money paving.
Motion by Councilman Brown, second by Councilwoman Rose, to commit $250,000 from edit towards paving.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And that is approved by a vote of 5-0. Move on to old business. First up is Ordinance 9-2014, Utility Service Board Pretreatment. Modify the copper limit only of Title V Public Works, Chapter 51.070, Section 1, Paragraph 2.4b.
Mayor, I move we have third reading of Ordinance 9-2014.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have third and final reading of Ordinance 9-2014.
Ordinance 9-2014, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, to modify the copper limit only of Title V Public Works, Chapter 51.070, Section 1, Paragraph 2.4b, containing Sections 1 and 2, and this is the subject of public hearing at 5:45. Okay.
Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, let the record show that at the public hearing at 5:45, there was no one who spoke for or against the ordinance.
Okay. No discussion?
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, third and final reading of Ordinance 9-2014 passes by a vote of 5-0. Next up is Ordinance 10-2014, additional appropriation from edit to pay BLA and SME. First reading was April 14.
Mayor, I move we have a second reading of Ordinance 10-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Brown, to have second reading of Ordinance 10-2014.
Ordinance 10-2014, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1, 2, and 3 from edit to Bernard and Luckmuller and Associates from edit for SME Brownfield grant. The total amount, $10,721.70.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, second reading of Ordinance 10-2014 passes by a vote of 5-0.
Mayor, I move we have third reading of Ordinance 10-2014.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have third and final reading of Ordinance 10-2014.
Ordinance 10-2014, additional appropriation ordinance omitting formal parts containing sections 1, 2, and 3 for a total budget of $10,721.73.
Any discussion?
Hmm? Just clarification. We haven't had the public hearing on this 10-2014. I don't believe we had. Oh, did we, yes, did we have it at the last meeting?
Was your public hearing on?
Oh, yes, it was. Excuse me. I'm corrected. Okay, so it is ready for third reading. Just wanted to check.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, third and final reading of Ordinance 10-2014 passes by a vote of 5-0. Next up is Ordinance 11-2014, Economic Development Plan of RDC. First reading was April 14.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that due to our being short a couple of members that we table this until we have a little bit clearer picture of the two council spots that currently have, that are the two seats that Pat's absent, TJ won't be back. So that's my motion.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Brown, second by Councilman Sebring to table ordinance 11, 2014.
Question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Ordinance 11, 2014 is tabled by a vote of 5. Next is ordinance 12, 2014, additional appropriation from Edit to pay Banning Engineering and BLN $22,035.90. First reading was April 4th.
Mayor, move we have a second reading of ordinance 12, 2014.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose to have second reading of ordinance 12, 2014.
Ordinance 12, 2014, additional appropriation ordinance omitting formal parts containing sections 1, 2, and 3 for a total amount of $22,035.90. Both of those requests are from Edit for Banning Engineering, Bernard, then Block Mueller, and his.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we had a public hearing at 5:45 and no one was here to speak for or against.
Any other discussion?
Question.
Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, second reading of ordinance 12, 2014 passes by a vote of 5-0.
Mayor, move we have third reading of ordinance 12, 2014.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose to have third and final reading of ordinance 12, 2014.
Ordinance 12, 2014, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1, 2, and 3 for the total amount of $22,035.90.
Question?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
A third and final reading of ordinance 12, 2014 passes by a vote of 5-0. Move on to new business. Ordinance 13, 2014, additional appropriation from Edit to pay SME $893.20.
Mayor, I move we have a first reading of ordinance 13, 2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Sebring to have first reading of ordinance 13, 2014.
Ordinance 13, 2014, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1, 2, and 3 for the total amount of $893.20.
Discussion?
We'll have our public hearing before the next meeting. All right.
Call for the question then.
Brown?
Yes.
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 First reading of ordinance 13, 2014 passes by a vote of 5-0. Next up is claims.
Oops. I know the total. I move we approve the claims. I just don't have the total on hand here. The clerk has the.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose to pay the claims in the amount of $538,412.33.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Claims were paid with a vote of 5-0. We have nothing under miscellaneous, so just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.